And then came the day when Baby Gum joined her two sisters and their singing act, already famous under the name of the Yacht Club Boys. The three sisters, devoted to each other, changed the name of their act to the Three Sawgums. Will you ever forget their number that will live on in vaudeville history? Fateful year of 1929. The nation rocked from the impact of the Wall Street crash. The world, confused and uncertain, was shaken to its very foundations by fear and want.
What has that got to do with Judy Garland?
Must everything have to do with Judy Garland? There are other things in the world.
So sorry.
But what of the little girl with the great big voice, who by now has risen to a fat 4 feet and 6 inches? What worlds remain for her to conquer? What new fields beckon to this little tornado of song?
Oh, come now.
All right, so they didn't have to eat. That meant Hollywood. Baby was to storm the mighty citadel of cinema.
This is murder, Jack.
The time had come for the three little gums to be torn apart. Baby's two sisters carried on without her. They achieved immediate fame as the Four Mills Brothers. And on the hot pavement of Gower Street, Hollywood, Ethel Gum,
the little girl with the little hands who played the little kitten on the little keys,
stands with her leather-lunged baby before the portals of fame and fortune.
On Gower Street?
With a mother's wisdom, she speaks to her child.
Remember, baby, sing good and sing loud. And if you can't do both, sing loud.
And Hollywood, with its characteristic decisiveness, instantly appraised this new talent. Paramount.
Don't know why there's no sun up in that sky. Stormy weather.
Zink. Fuck.
Zingo, the strings of my heart.
Get her out of here.
Universal.
Alien.
Barrel house out.
RKO.
We don't want a little girl with a great big voice. We want a great big girl with a little voice. Girl.
Monogram.
Gold dust at your feet on the sunny, sunny side of the street.
We think you're great, but you'll have to work for nothing. Night.
Things looked black for Baby Gum. 10 years of work and nothing to show for it but an overdeveloped diaphragm. And as she sat there sadly contemplating that diaphragm, little did she know that in an office at MGM, her agent, Bachi Galupe, was talking to a person who shall be nameless.
Your help, brother.
Listen, boss. I'm telling you, this girl has got the greatest voice in the whole world, a minute.
Better than Jeanette McDonald, I suppose.
She can even bite better than a McDonald, a minute.
What has she got that Jean Holloway got?
Boss, this is a little girl, but she's the greatest singer of songs in the whole world, a minute.
All right, what's her name?
Vienna Durbin, a minute.
And what's the deal?
$100 a week, a minute.
We'll make it 90.
Make it 100, and I throw in another thing in a minute.
Who's the other one?
Just a minute, boss. I got a name here and a piece of paper. Let me see, can I read it so good? I wrote in my pocket just a few months ago. Here it is. Doody, moody, jury, booty, something like that. The booty ball in the manana.
How good can she sing?
She's a singer. Are you going to worry for $10 a week, Kamana?
Okay, you got a deal. The barriers were down. The walls had been stormed. Baby Gum was on her way. Baby Jem was at MG Gum. Gummy Mam was at Jimmy Meat. Meaning am I, am wearing... In the meantime, Mary Jane and Dorothy Virginia, better known as the Four Mills Brothers, had now become the Three Andrews Sisters and were not doing very well. But back in Hollywood for Baby Gum, one smash followed another. Pigskin Parade.
No.
Little Darling.
No.
Everybody Sing.
No.
Love Comes to Andy Hardy.
No.
And her salary, too, rose to unparalleled heights. From $10 a week up to $11 a week, down to $7.50 a week, back to $10, then up, 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 16, 17, 17 again, 18. And with her salary, her fame grew. People all over the world knew and loved her as the girl who brought to life such magnificent scenes as this one with Mickey Rooney.
Betsy, I didn't know. The first thing I knew, I was behind a bush with this other girl. And she kissed me before I could get my breath.
Oh. As the girl who sang to Clark Gable.
You made me love you, but didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it.
Gee, Mr. Gable. I didn't mean to fall in love with you, but gosh, when I went to see those pictures, gosh, Mr. Gable.
As the girl who danced with Gene Kelly. As the girl who matched voices with Sophie Tucker. Listen for Judy. And so, as it must to all the great of the theater, we come to the final inevitable moment of triumph, the highest recognition that the American public can tender to its most revered artist. It is a summer night, 1943,
hey,
in New York City. Never has a more distinguished audience gathered to do homage to a great star. Her first concert at Carnegie Hall, accompanied by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, under the baton.
By the way, have you seen Baton, a stark realistic story of 13 men and no plot?
Of Arturo Toscanini. Sitting expectedly in two inexpensive gallery seats are Baby's two sisters, Dorothy Virginia and Mary Jane, who have by now reached the absolute pinnacle of fame. They are known from coast to coast as Phil Spitali in his Hour of Charm.
We must be vigilant today.
The great moment is at hand. Maestro Toscanini stands in the wings, flexing his fingers. Before the door of her dressing room, Baby's mother keeps away the throng of eager admirers, allowing her daughter opportunity for one last moment of vocal relaxation.
A jingle bells, ha ha ha, jingle bells, jingle
bells, jingle. The house lights dim. A hush falls over the distinguished audience. Maestro Toscanini strides to his place on the conductor's stand. So tense is the moment that there is not even a ripple of applause for the great man. The spotlight moves to the wings at one side of the proscenium, where a slight, beautifully gowned figure enters to walk quietly to a place beside the great Toscanini. The great conductor raises his baton.
Robert Taylor's greatest role.
And the moment of moments has arrived. 1943. Anyway, Judy, here we are. You're 21 years old, and we all love you very, very much.